1 week from today, taking place over in La Crosse, Wisconsin, is the Moses Conference. This is not for people with a great wooden staff who want to stick it in the water and part the water. This is nothing to do with that Moses. Moses Organic Farming Conference is what we're talking about. And we're going to bring on the educational coordinator for the Moses Organic Conference, Lauren Langworthy. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, how are you today?
Real good. What does Moses stand for again?
Moses stands for the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. So we're an educational network that connects farmers with other farmers who have good information.
So you're not really the group of organic farmers. You are the group that educates organic producers.
Well, a lot of the people on staff are farmers themselves, but correct. We are an organization educating.
All right. Well, I see you kick things off 1 week from today over in La Crosse, and I see on your website that pre-registration's already closed. You must have a full house expected.
We have quite a few people planned to come. It's a pretty big conference, but we will have walk-in registration available as well for anyone who is just hearing about it now.
Okay. Well, let's talk generally about organic. This is something that I think a lot of people are considering. I know there are producers out there who are listening, and actually, to be honest with you, Lauren, a lot of people who do listen to this show use a whole lot of fertilizer and herbicide and pesticides to make their bottom line a little bit better, but they don't get that $20 or $30 premium that sometimes some of the organic products get. So is the interest in organic or becoming an organic producer, is that still on the rise?
I believe it is. We're seeing a lot of calls here in the office and pretty great attendance at our conference and field days and different events that we host. And what we hear most often from farmers is that they're having a hard time making ends meet in their current situation. And they're looking at that price premium and wondering if they can't capture some of it. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons that people step into organics. Some people it's more of a mindset thing. Others it's more of an economics thing. And you know, our doors are open for everyone. So no matter what your interest is, or even if it's just pure curiosity, we'd love to have you come and learn a little bit about why organic or not, just some of the methods might actually help you improve your soil health or improve your production, improve your bottom line.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's unique to the Midwest. It's probably not. It's probably not even unique to the U.S. It's probably just a human trait. If you don't go to our church, you're not quite as good. If you're, if you're not in our political party, you're not quite as good as we are. And so, is there still, like the farmers who do use herbicide, pesticides of all kinds, and do they, are we done looking down at the those who use alternative production methods as either better or not as good? And have we gotten to the point that all food production systems are okay and needed to feed a growing population?
Well, as with many questions, I'm sure it depends on which farmer you ask, because every single farmer I've encountered has different opinions on pretty much everything. But the Moses organization sees all farmers as valuable, and we are simply hoping to offer some more information about different ways that people can improve their production and, like I said, improve their bottom line. So, you know, a lot of our workshops this year are focused on soil health, and that's something that no matter what your production method is very important. Everyone's starting to look into cover crops and soil building opportunities. It's popular across ag right now. And so that's a lot of what we'll be talking about. And also business support, how can you make sure that you're actually getting a profit out of your business? And that's not specific to organic. That's all farmers.
Right on, Lauren. I think the traditional production agriculture, and by traditional, I mean the guys who are using pesticides and commercial fertilizer, they are now getting into the soil. There is a soil health revival going on, and there's a lot more use of cover crops. But organic producers have been doing that for a long time, so maybe some non-organic farmers could learn a lot from the Moses Conference.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned. All farmers can learn from one another. You take what you like, and you leave what you don't. But But especially when we look at soil health, you know, you can really improve your yields by having healthier soil. And so that's something that we're really out to educate farmers about.
Excellent. All right. So what are or who are some of your keynote speakers, some of the headliners who are coming?
Well, our keynote speakers this year are Mas Masumoto, who's a peach farmer out of California, and Liz Carlisle, who's best known for her book Lentil Underground, which was about a group of farmers that decided to collaborate and develop a niche market for their product and have been very successful because of that. So we'll be talking about intergenerational, turning over the farm to the next group of people coming through, and we'll be talking about farmers collaborating.
Is there enough in the 2014 Farm Bill, and are you? I would assume you're already working on the next Farm Bill. Is there enough in there for organic agriculture?
Well, I think, again, you know, I'll get caught up on the word enough.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for organic producers, and there's a lot of work to be done to support all farmers. And actually, if you come to the Moses Conference, we'll have an area called Policy Place where you can interact with a bunch of policy advocates who will be in D.C. looking at the Farm Bill in the coming year. And Moses is partnering with NSAC, which is a national coalition of organizations, to have a listening session where farmers can come and talk about what's most valuable to them and what they think is a big mess in the Farm Bill so that they can look forward to the next one with more more inclusive information from the farmers they work for.
All right. Lauren, I would assume the Moses organization and all organic agriculture groups are encouraging people to make that three-year transition where probably cash flow isn't quite what it could be or should be, and of course you don't get the, you know, you're not certified organic yet. So do you hold people to the hand through that three-year period?
Yeah, we certainly do our best. The Moses organization just came out with a revised edition of the guidebook to organic certification that talks a lot about making sure you have marketplaces in place and making sure that your transition is successful. We'll also have what's called an organic university at the upcoming conference called Managing Risk During Transition to Organic. And so that is actually a full-day intensive workshop, and we will have people there representing financial institutions, farmers, all sorts of people. It's going to be a panel workshop just specifically talking about how to mitigate that risk during transition so that you can be successful.
All right. Well, I mentioned the various types of personalities that are involved in production agriculure. And it's one of the articles in a major ag website, news website recently, talked about the various organic organizations, grower groups that are, there's a little infighting or there's tension in the organic industry. Is that fair to say, or is that true, or what's your perspective on that?
Well, you know, I keep saying that all farmers have different perspectives, so it's a little bit dependent on where you're sitting and what direction you're looking in from mm-hmm. where you're sitting. But you know, the Moses organization has always had strong partnerships across the organic community, and I think that there's a lot more that we share in common than we have dividing us.
All right. Good answer. How about when we go to the grocery store? There's a lot more organic in the grocery store nowadays. Is it really worth it to spend the extra bucks?
Well, you know, I think that most food on the marketplace is a little bit less expensive than it should be. Across the board, farmers aren't getting paid very well for their hard work. And so, you know, in that respect, I certainly think it's worth the extra penny. And the organic production model does require a little bit more labor in certain areas, so I think it's worth paying the farmer for that as well. So all food prices are probably a little bit lower than they should be, but that's all right. We'll work on it together.
All righty. All right, well, maybe get together at the Moses Conference, La Crosse, Wisconsin, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1 week from today, tomorrow, and the next day. And where can people get more info and get, I see the pre-registration's closed, but how can they make sure going is okay?
Well, they can certainly call our office if they want to make sure that we still have space for them. That number is 715-778-5775, or they can go on the Moses website, which is mosesorganic.org. And there they can see all of our workshops, they can download the program, they can look through the 170 vendors we'll have in our exhibit hall and decide whether or not it might be worth it to make a trek down.
Excellent. All right. Lauren Langworthy, Moses Events and Education Specialist. You must work on this pretty much all year, putting this conference together.
Yeah, it's certainly a process.
So, all right. Well, and again, it's a three-day gathering. La Crosse, Wisconsin, it's a pretty town to go to. So I would encourage everybody to head over there, and whether it's curiosity or whether you're an organic producer or transitioning organic producer, get over there rub shoulders with all the good folks at the Moses Group, Moses Organic Farming Conference, February 23rd, 24th, 25th in La Crosse. All right, Lauren, thank you very much for the visit.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great one.
You the same. Thank you.